Just two questions in the laws of Hatmana, which is the laws that discuss insulating parts of food to keep it hot before Shabbat or doing it on Shabbat. Our question today is a specific question. If a lady, let's say, has a baby's bottle with milk in it and wants to warm it on Shabbat, so she wants to take a kli sheni, she wants to take a second vessel that's filled with hot water. For example, she filled up water from an urn. The urn is a kli rishon. The vessel that it's in now is called the kli sheni, and she wants to place that bottle into the kli sheni in order for it to take out the chill, just in order so the baby will be able to drink it. Is that permissible on Shabbat? The issue over it would be is because the bottle is being insulated now in hot water, and that is the purpose exactly, in order to warm it up. You're not cooking the water was cooked already. You're trying to get the milk in the bottle warmed up so the child could drink it. Hakam Ben Sion has this question in his Sefer Ordet Sion Helek Bet, and he rules that it is permissible to put the bottle into the water so long as it's not totally immersed in the water, which means so long as the bottle is a little out, it's not totally submerged in the water itself, so then there is no issue of hatmana. There he goes into the different reasons why it should be mutar. The point is, we're just discussing his bottom line. So indeed, it would depend. If you're putting the whole bottle in the water, asur. If you're putting part of the bottle in, mutar. Second question that was asked is, some people have a custom that when they make their habin, or they call it the chulent, so they place a bag of rice or a bag of wheat kernels, or they take a derma or a kishka, as they call it, and they wrap it up in tin foil and they place it in the hamin as well. So you have a bag of rice, special food bags they have that they able to cook the or heat the food, the contents in it. So the question is it permissible to take these food bags that have rice in it, wheat in it, or kishka in it, as they call it, and you want to place it in the hameen, let it sit in the hameen before Shabbat? The question is, again, hatmana. There are plenty of rabbis that forbid this. Amongst them is the rabbi called Shebet HaLevi, that says this is asur. It's also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, because they consider it, you're insulating the food now on Friday with something that generates heat, which is the pot that it's in, and therefore it's asur. I want to point out that Hakam Ben Sion Abbas Shaul, Alav Hashalom, was lenient in this case as well. And therefore he allows you to place a food bag that has food in it, Me'erev Shabbat, on Friday, and let it sit in the hameen. He does not consider this insulating, because the food bag, that's the way you cook it. You put it in the bag itself, and it's not considered an insulating item. It's holding it in order so it doesn't mix with the hameen. But your intent is really not to insulate. That's also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach. So the halakha, those that are lenient to use these food bags that they fill before Shabbat with, like I said, different types of food, and they just let it sit in the hameen itself, or they put the food around tin foil, they let it sit in the hameen itself, this would be mutar, again, according to Hakam Ben Sion and Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach. So to review our two halachot, insulating a baby's bottle would be mutar and kli sheni water, so long as part of the bottle is out, not totally submerged. And secondly, the food bags that are placed in the hameen me'erev Shabbat are mutar according to Hakam Ben Sion.